USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
They're going to get 100 million shots in people's arms within the first 60 days of my administration.
President Biden's comments as he hits the road selling his massive stimulus bill that he recently signed. The president visiting Smith Flooring in Chester, Pennsylvania, and saying the nearly $2 trillion bill will go a long way toward helping small businesses and struggling workers recover from the coronavirus crisis. Around 3,000 illegal immigrant teen boys are expected to call a Dallas Convention Center home starting tomorrow. Sources telling TV station WFAA in Dallas, the center will serve as a decompression center for 90 days for the children who recently came to Texas from Mexico. President Biden also saying on Tuesday he has no plans to visit the border anytime soon. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pains, draining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The current situation at the southern border is difficult. That's what Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says as DHS is working to manage the wave of illegal immigrants and unaccompanied minors. Gila Bend, Arizona is about 80 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. The mayor of Gila Bend, Chris Riggs, telling Fox News,
I live right, my backyard literally is the Sonora National Monument. I like to take walks out there, and I'm seeing the foot traffic come through here. I'm seeing drug mules like I've never seen before go through our desert. It needs to stop. It needs to stop, and the federal government needs to step up and do their job. They're the ones who created this problem. They need to fix it.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 127 points to close at 32,825. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
4 months after the election of Joe Biden, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the government must do all they can to protect poll watchers from both political parties. Abbott adding every time voter fraud is committed, it sows a seed of distrust in the election process.
What we have found in the past, there have been some local elections, the outcome of which was altered by election fraud that took place. Right now, I don't know how many or if any elections in the state of Texas in 2020 were altered because of voter fraud.
As stimulus checks continue to hit people's bank accounts, things turn deadly in Indianapolis.
Four members of an East Indianapolis family were shot and killed Saturday, leading officers on a day-long manhunt to find the suspect and his six-month-old child. He's being accused of kidnapping. Marion County Sheriff's Department spokesperson tells 13 WTHR the public is why the suspect was found so quickly.
I do believe that the community has played a role. They've been giving us information, and that's what's important. Our community sticks together, and our community has done what we've been urging them to do for a while. Contact us. Give us the information.
The suspect, 25-year-old Malik Halfaker, was found about 5 miles from the shooting and was arrested Sunday. The six-month-old was also found unharmed. It is being reported by the TV outlet family members aged 7, 23, 35, and 44 were killed over stimulus check money. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.